It is very good news, and the mood is quite good here in Paris. And everyone seems, at least the negotiators, seem to think that an agreement is going to be signed tomorrow. The spirit is very good. What it means for the ocean is very significant because 2 degrees, especially for Pacific countries, is really not so good news, and because it will lead to coral bleaching, to sea level rise, and impacts on fisheries, especially.
So, is it fair to say that if our starting point is 2 degrees and we're aiming for 1.5, that every tenth of a degree we can get from 2 towards 1.5 is going to make a huge difference? It sounds like a tiny figure, but in global terms, in ocean terms, it's enormous.
It is important and significant, and the lower the increase in temperature is, the better for marine systems, especially, and also for ocean acidification. So every tenth of a degree is kind of a victory. But this is a very challenging goal, and some experts say that the 1.5 degree is almost not reachable because we have almost already increased temperature by 1 degree, so there is only 0.5 degree left.
I suppose also the other element in this is time, is how long it takes to get to these targets. If it can be achieved in 10 years as opposed to 20, 30, 40, 50, that in itself will make a difference, obviously, to the state of the ocean.
Absolutely, and this target that we are discussing, 2 or 1.5, is the target for 2100. That's the target at COP21, and But it would mean a dramatic change in our energy system, and transitioning to renewable would need to be extremely fast to reach 1.5, and even we should have negative emissions in the last half of this century, meaning that we need to store more CO2 than we release. So that is a big, big challenge.
And the wording that has emerged in this latest draft, talking about pursuing efforts to limit the temperature increase to 1.5 degrees Celsius, in your view, is that a better option than trying to come up with a figure somewhere between 2 and 1.5? That sort of element of elasticity, perhaps, is a good thing to have?
I think it is. Probably the negotiators realize that 1.5 is extremely difficult to reach, so they keep this pre-COP21 target of 2 and inviting the parties to do whatever they can to go below this target. But I must say that, already 2 is a good victory because if we had followed the business-as-usual scenario, we were heading to 4 to 5 degrees increase in temperature. So 2 degrees is already a fantastic achievement for COP21, even though it's not sufficient for the ocean and other ecosystems.
For somebody like yourself, whose area of speciality is the world's oceans, do you feel that the message is getting through to those developed nations who do not rely on the oceans for their economy, for example, to the extent that obviously the Pacific Island nations and other developing states around the world do? And that is making a difference to the tone of the negotiations in Paris.
Yes, and the fact that now 1.5 is mentioned in the draft agreement is really due to the small island developing states, many of which are in the Pacific. They have argued that for them, especially the impact on the ocean, the impacts on coral reefs, on fisheries, on the impacts of sea level rise will be absolutely dramatic for them. And even though there are relatively few parties in this group of small island developing states, they have gathered 114 of the parties have supported their view and have agreed to include this 1.5 target in the agreement. So it means that really the ocean was really prominent and was mostly promoted by the small island developing states.
So at this stage, with the negotiations in Paris officially at least due to end within the next 24 hours, but I think it's generally agreed that they're likely to go on longer than that, we seem to be within touching distance of an agreement which is substantially more meaningful than anything that was achieved at Copenhagen or indeed at any of these negotiations in the past. Would you agree?
Oh, yes. I mean, this was the goal of Copenhagen, and it failed miserably, and So the work of the past years has been very fruitful, and the fact that this agreement is now hopefully within reach is really, really good news. I mean, that's why I think the spirit here is very good, and the negotiators spent all night last night, and will do the coming night also. They are starting to resume their talks in at 11:30. So they are going to work throughout the night.
Would it be overstating the case to suggest perhaps, certainly amongst, for example, the Pacific lobby, there is a growing excitement that it could be mission accomplished?
I think it will be mission accomplished. And as I said, the business as usual scenario would have led to absolutely dramatic impacts. And this is a good achievement, although it would have been better, you know, to be not to increase the temperature at all for the South Pacific countries. But as I said, going to 2 instead of 4 to 5 degrees is really would be really a great achievement if there is a follow-up to that.